Psalm 57 this morning is where we will look for our confession of sin. Hear now God's word from Psalm 57. Be merciful to me, O God, be merciful to me, for my soul trusts in you, and in the shadow of your wings I will make my refuge until these calamities have passed by. I will cry out to God Most High, to God who performs all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me. He reproaches the one who would swallow me up. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. My soul is among lions. I lie among the sons of men who are set on fire, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have dug a pit before me. Into the midst of it they themselves have fallen. My heart is steadfast, O God, my heart is steadfast. I will sing and give praise. Awake, my glory, awake, lute and harp. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing to you among the nations, for your mercy reaches unto the heavens and your truth unto the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be above all the earth. Amen. We can't address everything in this psalm this morning in this confession of sin, but I did want to point out one key theme that is important for us as we confess our sins and as we prepare to continue with our worship this morning. And that is this phrase that David gives us where he says, "My heart is steadfast, O God." That is the phrase I want to focus on. The highest duty in your life is to worship the Lord. And as the highest duty, nothing should get in the way of that duty and that privilege. But the fact of the matter is, we face a multitude of distractions that can keep us from that highest duty and that highest privilege. David here says that his heart was steadfast, it was immovable, it was fixed. Nothing was going to get in the way of him praising his God. We all face distractions, whether it's the Lord's Day assembly we have here before us today, or whether it is our private and family worship together, we face distractions. Those distractions can be things like cares, concerns, worries, anxieties, work, even hurts and offenses can eat us up and distract us from worshiping God. Sinful temptations dogging us at every step can distract us. And of course, we do face real spiritual enemies, brothers and sisters. We face Satan and all of his demonic forces that would love nothing better than to keep you from worshiping your God. Are you familiar with these distractions? Do you know these distractions and what they do? If you face any of these distractions, this is a very good psalm for you this morning. This is a very important psalm because David was facing serious distractions. If you look at the beginning of the psalm, the description says that it was a miktam of David when he fled from Saul into the cave. Now, when you have hundreds of armed men and Saul, whose sole purpose in life at that point is to kill you, you have for sure a distracting situation. Distracting is probably too weak a word for this situation, but it is definitely a distracting situation. If you had hundreds of men with swords, spears, bows, and arrows, do you think it might interrupt your McShane Bible reading plan for the morning? Might your prayer time be shortened a bit as you try to keep an eye out for your enemies? You might be a little hesitant to break out into song lest you give away your position in the cave. These are distractions. So David here is dealing with severe distractions. But in the midst of that, he doesn't care. He says in verse 8, "Awake, my glory. Awake, lute and harp. I will awaken the dawn." Rather than prohibiting his worship, rather than diminishing it, it is made stronger. It is awakened. It is increased, even through the distractions. Now he describes a situation, it's a difficult situation. He says in verse 4, "My soul is among lions. I lie among the sons of men who are set on fire, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword." This is a difficult, dark, dangerous situation he faces. Perhaps you faced numerous burdens over this past week. Perhaps this was one of your hardest weeks. Maybe the sorrows, the anxieties, the cares, and the temptations have all piled up upon you, and you are distracted by those things. But you can't stay there, brothers and sisters. You must move on. And that is what David does. He does not linger over this problem. He immediately shifts in verse 4. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be above all the earth. The gloomy, life-threatening situation that he is facing cannot compare with the glory of God, the majesty of God, the beauty of God. He cannot stay in that situation. He must turn his attention to something that is much greater. And this is the answer to all the mounting distractions from worship, is to put them all aside, cast them away, and say, Lord, my heart is steadfast. I will focus upon you. Now, this is the point where we can confess our sins, because the fact of the matter is our hearts are not always steadfast. We have sometimes been so overwhelmed by the problems and the temptations that our hearts are so distracted, they're so divided. It is so hard for us to even come to the point of prayer because of the burdens. And instead of praising God, crying out to God, seeking his face, we're just preoccupied with the situation. But we know what good that does. It doesn't do any good. To sit there stewing about the problem does not solve it. We're not very good solvers when we're in these kinds of crises. We need God. And so we need a fixed heart of worship. We want a heart that is steadfast, immovable, it's fixed, it's not going to be dependent on the circumstances. We're not going to be wavering. We are going to worship our God. And so this psalm then is a spirit-inspired model to remind us, get your eyes off of those distractions. Lift them to the glory of God. Focus upon him this morning as you worship. Cast the distractions aside. And so as we confess our sins this morning, we can bring our sins to the throne of grace, knowing that he will forgive us, he will cleanse us. We can confess the distractions, we can confess the sins themselves that have drawn our hearts away from worship, and we can receive his forgiveness and worship him. Let's pray now. Father in heaven, we do confess this morning that we have been easily moved by the distractions of this present life. Our hearts have not been as steadfast as we want them to be. We desire, Lord, that we would be fixed, steadfast, immovable, no matter what the circumstances that come against us are. We ask, Lord, that the distractions and the concerns and the temptations would be shed this morning as we bring you our praise and thanksgiving. Instead of these things keeping us from worship, may they drive us to worship. May they teach us that we need this above all. May we behold your glory this morning. And now we take a moment to confess our own sins before the Lord.